Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki with the Ask Spirit Now show, and it is so wonderful to be here with you this Friday evening. I have a special guest who is also from the North Georgia Mountains, and as soon as we get him hooked up in Skype, we're going to have him on. His name is Steve Smith. I do want to make an announcement before this happens, is that we are so excited that we finally have the two retreats that I have been talking about for months. The two of them are going to be in Asheville. One is September 17th and the 19th. And I am so excited. It's called the Heart Awakening, and it's for folks who just need to get away for the weekend. I mean, if you're out of touch with yourself, with your life, with God, you're tired of feeling exhausted, you're kind of feeling burnt out, this is the weekend for you. And you can go to AskSpiritNow.com and get all the information and sign up tonight, because we only can have 20 folks, and I want to meet you all. And then the second one is October 8th through the 10th. It's going to be in Asheville, and it's called the Inner Sanctuary Training. It's that place you go to find your sacred space and to manifest your dreams. So I am so excited about this, and I hope to goodness Steve is here. So Steve, when you get here, let me know that you're on. And
I'm here.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear from you. Let me introduce you. Yes?
We had a few problems.
I'm going to introduce you. That's okay. You know, that's what, something about the moon going on now. I've heard things are happening like that, but you know what? We'll overcome it. Steve Smith has his PhD in complementary therapies and Rohan therapy. And for those that don't know what that is, it just means therapies that are not the traditional kind. And, they work, believe me. Steve, has been with Delphi University up in McKaysville, Georgia for over 30 years, and he is a fabulous healer, and he's going to be talking about his workshop in New York that's coming up. But tonight, Steve is going to talk to us about living in the heart. So I want to welcome you to Ask Spirit Now. Steve, how are you this evening?
I am very well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Vicki. I really do appreciate sharing this time and this space with you and all, everybody out there.
Yeah.
And, glad to be here.
Well, Steve, I want to ask you a very simple question, but it's actually pretty complex, I guess, if you could say that. But what in the world, for people that are listening tonight, in their everyday life, what does living in the heart mean? I mean, how do we do that? I mean, I know that's a heavy question, but give us a couple of steps. How do we begin to do that?
Well, living in the heart is basically something that we all are striving to do in one way or another, whether you know it or not. It's a matter of basically, as I do in an exercise I teach, a very basic exercise of breathing your breath up into, imagine you're breathing your breath up into your heart, holding that breath a few moments, and then breathing that breath out of your heart. And what that does is that brings that connectedness, that feeling of oneness within you, and allows for your life, for everything in your life to begin to flow naturally, and for things to begin to work a little better than they've been working maybe.
So if someone were having struggles in their life, let's say, Steve, and they woke up one morning and they were like feeling, oh my goodness, another day of this. Could you kind of demonstrate what that breathing is like? Because that could start a whole new, better day for them, couldn't it?
Oh, most definitely can start your day. And I, you know, readily suggest that you start your day that way. That you take a couple of minutes to do that in the morning. And you will find if you make that a daily practice and be aware, pay attention, to your day as you go, and after you do this every day, you will find things to become a lot more smoother in your life. Yes, you will have those bumps occasionally, but you will be able to move through those difficulties, bumps, whatever you want to call them, much better without attaching to them, allowing them just to, you know, pass on by. Yes, that's what happened. Okay, so be it, and move on. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, as I described before, it's very basic, in a way, a very basic exercise of closing your eyes, taking just a couple of minutes, and closing your eyes and bringing your breath, imagine you're breathing your breath up through your body. You can breathe it up through the soles of your feet all the way up, and imagine you're breathing that breath all the way up into your heart. And then, and begin to hold. And when you breathe that breath up into the heart, hold that breath in your heart for just a few moments. Just holding that breath there. And then imagine that you're breathing that breath right out of the heart. As you breathe a breath out of the nose, just imagine this time breathing that breath right out of the heart. And do that a few times. Make it a conscious effort to do that a few times. But the key is to feel it. To feel that breath moving up into your heart, to feel that breath being held in the heart, and to feel that breath as you breathe it out of the heart. And you will find by practicing this, and I suggest 2 or 3 times a day if you can, and just take a few moments. It doesn't require a half hour, hour meditation, just a few moments of doing that. You will find, you will see, you will feel, you will experience a much more connected day as you go through your day.
Well, actually, while you were doing that exercise, I was doing it, and it is so relaxing. And I want to share something, because you're a teacher at Delphi, and I was in one of your classes where we actually learned how to do that. And it's like, I want to share with everyone, because it's like having an hour meditation or something when you do this. And Steve, I have even done it in court, even with my eyes open, because you taught it to us. And sometimes, you know, I want to share something about that, because a lot of times we get into our egos, right? And I want to talk about that in a little minute. But a lot of times in court, there's so much ego going on. And I find that if I don't stop and breathe into my heart, which I do a lot of times, so I really want to thank you for sharing that with myself and others, because what happens is, you know, when that ego starts, then our egos start. And if we don't stop and breathe into the heart, and talk to us about how that works, where people get into the egos in their life, and what does that really mean, ego versus the heart? I mean, I know that we need both, but talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, let's begin with, you look out at what is happening in this world, and you see many things are not functioning well. We have an oil spill in the Gulf. We have economic problems, which is in a way a reflection of the ego, a collective ego, if you would, an expression of the ego. But when it comes, what it is reflecting back to each and every one of us in this world, and, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of people are suffering, but what it's reflecting back to us is that to begin to look at our own selves, begin to look at our own ego, and realize first and foremost that we are not the ego. We are not all these thoughts of separation, thoughts of resistance, thoughts of how would you say, we're not these thoughts of anger and, as I said, separation. And that when you're in the ego, per se, and you begin to work and create your life from the ego, you create all these things in your life. You begin to create experiences and draw them to you that allows you to experience separation, allows you to experience a separation from truly who you are. One of the things you said, you asked in just talking about the ego. You know, the ego is a part of us. It is a part of us that basically is, how would you say, an unenlightened part of us that we are working on to enlighten or to raise this thought. If that answers your question.
Well, sure it does, because one of the issues that I wanted to talk to you about is that so many times when we have all these experiences in our lives, it is a time, you mentioned it earlier, for us to reflect back into our own hearts, getting back into the heart. And as I understand it from my training at Delphi, that was what the purpose of Christ was to come into to the world, is to help us to follow our hearts again, to feel our hearts again. And by doing that, it helps us to get along better with people. I know when I'm in my heart, Steve, I can get along, I can get along better with people.
Yeah, you're my, as Christ taught through love and forgiveness, he was a reflection. He was a 24/7 teacher of an example of how and where to live from, which is in the heart, which is from your love, from for being forgiving. But the most important part of the example of forgiveness that Christ shared with us is that forgiveness of self.
Right.
That when you come, that when you, you know, come from the ego sometimes, when you come from the ego sometimes, even if you're not aware of it, that, and you, you know, something happens that's very not too pleasant that you participate in, that you have the ability to look at yourself and forgive yourself and know that that's not you, know that that's something from created from the ego, which doesn't know higher thought, where your heart does.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to share something, because I had one of my first healings that I ever had, spiritual healings I ever had, Steve, was with you, and it was up at Delphi. I had a lot of other healings, but at Delphi, you were one of the first that I had had. And I can remember in one of your healings, you asked me, I think you call it reflective healing. I'm not sure what the actual name is that you call it, but you asked me about forgiveness. And I wasn't into forgiving myself at the time, but I did. You asked me about forgiving other people. And I remember very distinctly, Steve, I had a very difficult time forgiving one person. And I look back on now, and I always remember that, because you were so kind and you did not make me wrong or make me feel bad, because I was not able to be in my heart enough. And now with the Delphi training, I can be, but at that time, that was years ago, I couldn't do it. And I want to talk, I want you to talk to people about some of the spiritual healings. You do them long distance, don't you, Steve?
I can do some of them, yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, when people are having a difficult time being in their heart or living in their heart and having a difficult time maybe with I don't know who it could be, it doesn't even matter, but someone that they that hurt them deeply. And, I mean, how do you help them with living in the heart and learning how to forgive? Because it is a difficult thing for many of us, because we want to hold on to that, but we don't realize how difficult and how damaging it is to us. So if you could just talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I feel the first and foremost is that you really need to become aware of what you're doing, of what your participation in that experience, how you participated in that experience.
Okay.
And realize that your participation and the experience is reflecting back to you. You know, what your thoughts in that, what thoughts or what actions and thoughts that caused that experience or that attracted that experience to you, which is probably ego-based, which in essence the ego is, you know, an expression of the ego is to cause separateness, to cause, you know, to cause resistance, as I said before. And mm-hmm. probably that situation has probably remnants of some of the, of both of those in it. But yet, to be aware of, be aware enough, or to begin to work to be aware enough to know with that when you do have a so-called negative experience, to be aware that, okay, that's a negative experience. Yes, maybe that person has offended me some way or hurt me some way or whatever, but to breathe into your heart and know that forgiveness of that person, but most importantly, forgiveness of yourself, can be done. And you take that big breath and say, I forgive you and I forgive me. And allow yourself to truly be in that energy of forgiveness of yourself and of the other person, and move on from it. If, go on.
Well, no, what I was going to say, what's so powerful about that is, as I'm listening to you and feeling it, is that when someone's hurt us, we feel out of control. I mean, we feel like we're out of control in that situation. And what you just described puts the person back into feeling that they have the self-empowerment and the connection to do something about it. I mean, that's what feels so good about this. Because a lot of times when you try to forgive, Steve, it's like, well, wait a minute, how do I do that? And you just gave everyone a very beautiful way of actually beginning the forgiveness process. And I think that that is quite beautiful. And I, before we go further, I want to remind everyone that if someone does have a question or if they want to contribute to this conversation, Steve and I would love to have your thoughts on what living in the heart means to you as well. So I just want to invite anyone that is, you know, that does want to call in. A lot of times people just want to listen, and we grant whatever you want to do this evening. Just be in your heart and enjoy. But I really appreciate that.
May I say one thing? Thank you. May I say one thing more about that?
Sure.
Is that when forgiving yourself in that experience, in that negative experience, understand you're forgive unconditionally, meaning forgive without expectation. As we say, love unconditionally, love without expectation. Meaning love unconditionally, meaning forgive unconditionally. Even if the other person or persons don't understand, continue with their, you know, whatever, continue with their anger or whatever they are experiencing in that experience, that you yourself are able to forgive and know you can forgive with, and not expect that other person to change because just because you forgave.
Right. Well, I believe, and this I can only speak from my experience, Steve, but through my studies and through my life or my lifetimes, I feel that expectations are some of the things that get us into the worst trouble, because we do. You know, let's just say, Steve, that you go to someone, and I'll use myself as an example. And I go to this person and I say, Susie Q, you know, I really, I want to, you know, get, I don't know how you would say it, but just some sort of forgiveness, even if you do it to their higher self and you do it in meditation. And then usually there is some shift, I would imagine, in the physical world. But even if there isn't, that's what I'm hearing you say. In other words, the next time I see Susie Q and if she does the same pattern, it still doesn't mean that I or someone else has to go back into that. Because if we truly unconditionally forgive, we don't have the expectation of, oh my goodness, the next time I see them, they're going to come up and hug me. Because that more than likely isn't going to happen, is it, Steve?
No. Well, it, hopefully it will, but,
yeah.
You know, but hopefully it will, and maybe, but in also in that forgiving, you're being the example for the other person. Because right. That person does see that, and that person sometimes does respond, and hopefully, yes, they will respond with a hug and all that. But
yeah,
But most important part is that you you do it unconditionally and be able to forgive without expectation and allow yourself which is being in your heart.
Another example of living in the heart. Steve, we have Judy from Miami, and I have a funny feeling that we both know Judy from Miami. And so we're going to take Judy's call and see what she has to share with us, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Ricky, how are you tonight?
I am doing great, Judy. Thank you.
What I wanted to add, and of course, you've mentioned to the audience in the past, Vicki, that I did much studying at Delphi as well. And what I wanted to comment on is when we are in the energy in the heart, my experience is that you cannot feel anything but that love heart energy. You can no longer feel, for the time that you're in that heart energy, any other emotion but love. You cannot feel anger. You cannot feel resentment. You cannot feel fear. And the beautiful thing, the beautiful aspect of doing this is that everybody that you are talking to, that you are with, feels only that love. And they react to that love. It's very hard to be negative about a field of love that you're surrounded in. So it is an amazing way to not only help yourself and help situations, but help other people around you.
What do you say about that, Steve?
Judy, I totally agree with you. It is, when you are in your heart, you do not feel those things. You may experience them coming from outside you, from another or whatever, but no, you don't. I agree with you totally. You don't feel those, how would you say, negative feelings when you're in your heart. There's no way to feel them. There's no room in the heart for them.
Right.
Because within the heart of hearts, within each of our hearts, is the purest of love. And there is no room, no space, nothing for anything else but that. And when you express from that, when you express from your heart, it is a beautiful experience. And it brings people, it brings the feeling of one or many around together in a way some might call a miracle. And I've seen that
happen. Absolutely. And the more we do this, it's like practice, the easier it is to drop right into that heart energy so that it just becomes a way of life the more you do it.
Oh, I agree.
The more you're walking in love and the more you are loved on this earth and around everybody who's in your life and on your path.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that, Judy. We appreciate you calling in. One thing I want to add, Steve, is that a lot of times we get in a habit of being a certain way. And I think we learned that in Rohan. I mean, you're a doctor of Rohan. And if we change our habits, so living in the heart, we could literally, for example, and talk to us about this, Steve, we could literally get a calendar, say, and put a little heart up there for every single day that we remember sometime in that day to be in our heart. And if we did that, even with as simple as a calendar or a piece of paper, and we have drew a little heart every day on that piece of paper that we stayed in our heart, and within 21 days or so, we would have shifted that habit, wouldn't you say? And be easier to stay in the heart?
Most definitely. That's a great way. That's an excellent way of doing something like that in the way of posting things or whatever around your house or around where you live, even if it's just a picture or a drawing of a heart as a reminder, even in your car. And as I say, if you do your breathing in your car, your heart breathing in your car, don't close your eyes. But But
and don't text at the same time. Right, Steve? Don't close your eyes, text, and breathe in your heart.
Thank you. But it's a great reminder, of doing something like that because, one of the things about, living in the heart compared to or creating your life from your heart compared to creating your life from the ego, one of the basic things is that, and it's so true, is that we must first find out who we are not in order for us to find out who we are. And that when we go to the heart, then we begin to see all those experiences of the past that have been rather negative to us and realize where we were creating those experiences from, which is the ego. And when you get in the heart, you begin to have that awareness to look at from a higher thought at your past and see, as I said previously, look at how you created your life, how you handled experiences in your life, and that through your example of posting hearts or posting that heart around to remind you to breathe into your heart every day, you will find that you go through your day experiencing the same people and similar experiences, that something has changed for the better, and that comes from you in your heart.
Well, let's look at a lot of times, Steve, a lot of my listeners are having issues with money and their career and their love life. You're one of the lucky ones. You have a very wonderful wife and you have a stable relationship. But many people out there don't have that. And when someone's going through relationship problems or money problems, how would you recommend to them, to be in their heart? I mean, what would you say to them? Let's just say they get real worried for a moment. What would you say to them? Just breathe into their heart? And just try to breathe in that source energy, that love energy, to help them through that?
Yes, I would wholeheartedly suggest that. But I know, and I've been in similar experiences myself, that it is so that, those type of experiences really take you into the, as we call the mental, into right. those thoughts of worry and all those thoughts of what am I going to do and all. And it really takes your will, your sheer will within yourself to, and you may be even using your example of the heart, drawing the hearts and putting them different places, but using your will to say, no, I'm not going to worry about this, and sit down and do your heart breathing, even if you do it for a couple minutes, and make that a practice every day, several times a day. Okay, allow yourself to have 5 minutes of worry. Put a timer or watch your watch or clock on the wall for 5 minutes. Allow yourself to have that for 5 minutes. When 5 minutes up, say, okay, 5 minutes are up, back to the heart. And begin to breathe in your heart again. But the important thing and the most vital thing is being consistent with that practice.
Yes.
Practice and remembering, and don't skip. Don't, find something, because the ego will tempt you to find something else. Well, I have to do this. It can be done a little later. Keep that practice of breathing in your heart, that exercise, consistent every day. And you will find, be aware, be in your heart is just being, not out in your thoughts out here, but being in your heart. And you will find if you make this a consistent practice, you will find things in your life begin to change.
Yeah.
Not so much drop out of the sky, but they begin to change. But the important thing is that you will realize you have a choice in your life and how to create your life. And if you're in those type of situations, through the exercise and through the consistent practice of it, you'll realize you have a choice and that you can make greater choices to help create the life, again, you want.
One thing that brings up is that it's very interesting to me, and, when we have blended families, and I know that you're familiar with that. Many of us have had more than one relationship, and we have, children with different spouses. And you know, I'm very impressed with your ability to work in that situation, a blended family, because to me that is living in the heart. When you take that, I mean, and so many people have that situation, Steve, and share with us a little bit how that, I mean, I just think that's a beautiful story how you have, and you and many others have made that happen. I mean, it's an example for all of us.
Well, yes, I work with the director of Delphi at one time. How should I say this? We were married at one time and had two boys and who are grown up and have flown the coop, per se. And upon the end of our marriage and going our separate ways, if you might, we each, or at least I should speak on my end, I realized I had a choice. I could either react to it, create separateness, which is, how would you say, react to it in a negative way. Or I have a choice of being in the heart and realizing, okay, that's what it is. That's how it is now. And flowing with it and knowing and begin to pay attention to what are the important things in your life, which at that time was my boys. And allowing yourself to make that choice every day, every moment. And knowing that, yes, there is that negative choice over there, but you don't have to go there unless you want.
Yeah.
You do have a choice, and that's the choice I'm talking about, being in the heart compared to being in the ego.
Right. And what a difference it can make. I mean, I see this with my own eyes, what a difference it has made in your life. And, you know, as a divorce attorney, well, I don't do divorces anymore, but, boy, that could make a huge shift in the whole existence of blended families and divorced families, because if people start to live in the heart and not in the ego, well, he did this, she did that, or whatever, what a difference that would make in the world, wouldn't it, Steve? I mean, that's what I'm, to me is living in the heart. I mean, that's a fine example of it.
You would see a major shift in the world, I assure you. It would be a major shift because it would bring to the awareness of many, many, many people that, one, you have a choice, and that good things come from making the choice of the heart.
Right, exactly. Now, I want to bring up something, and I'm not quite sure how to, it was an experience, or an experiment, I guess you should say, I should say, about a time that you took about 3 days, Steve, you shared with our class, and I thought it was so fascinating. As, you know, you're highly trained and skilled, and, you know, you do live in your heart, and yet you did this experience about the unconscious and the conscious, and you were quite taken back at how much of our day that you did. Do you remember this? Do you remember that experiment you did?
Oh, yeah. What I did was took about, 3 days?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Of paying attention to where you are, where your thoughts are each day.
Yeah.
How much you're, basically, how much are you in your heart compared to how much are you out of your heart, per se?
Mm-hmm.
And through paying very close attention, you know, writing your thoughts, you know, and just paying attention and kind of logging through these days of where you are through the day, you really came to find out that we, on average, only spend maybe truthfully, honestly, and feelingly in our heart probably no more than 20 minutes a day.
Mm.
Yes, we think we have mental thoughts of being in our heart, and I'm not saying that's bad, but we have a lot of times we have the mental concept of it, but truly being in your heart, and the word being is important because that's what is being in the heart is about, just being.
Mm.
just to be and allowing life to flow like that. But it was about 20 minutes, you know, total.
Yeah.
but we're getting better.
Yeah, we are. Now, I know you have horses. You and your family have horses. Have you found that when you're with your horses, it's easier to be in your heart because they kind of almost help you along with that? Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. it's wonderful to spend some time and, you know, we don't ride that much, but we have them and spend time with them in different ways. My wife Nancy has learned this method of working with horses to understand how they interact and how they perceive you, you know, and I've watched her just do some miraculous work and just seeing her just being in her heart and working with these horses and seeing these horses respond to her in such a way, a very loving way. And they're so easy to work with. They settle right down. They work and do exactly what is needed to be done. And through this work, they begin to develop that bond of trust, which reflects back to you. And I've seen with my wife, reflects back to her, of bringing her very peacefully back into her heart. And it's sort of like a beautiful dance to watch this. And it's wonderful to watch. And all, she's much better than I am at this. I'd rather watch her because it's a beautiful experience.
Well, I used to go down, Steve, and visit with my horses when I had them. And if I was not in my heart, which I probably most of the time wasn't at that time, they would nip me. And, I mean, they would communicate with me so heavily, and I would just break down and cry because I knew what they were doing. And before you knew it, I felt good again because they really – and my dogs do that for me. I mean, that's why I love to – you know, they give so unconditionally, and they teach us. You know, it's interesting. Before the show started, Steve, I always pull a card just to get – in touch with my listeners and feel them, you know, even though they're all over the world, I like to just feel with them. And the card I picked tonight was Follow Your Heart from St. Francis. And I think that's so fascinating because animals do that. They help us touch base with our heart. I mean, we do need to be with people, though, to share that same being in the heart. But you know what I really want to touch on is so much about how when we start to forgive ourselves and be in our heart. And I want to share something about what happened with Judy. I don't even know if she's on the line, but a couple of months ago, she left Delphi and had graduated and was going through some difficult times selling her two houses. And all of a sudden, we were talking a lot, Steve, and we got into this gratitude and being in the heart. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, she calls me and she says, both of my houses have sold. I mean, it was phenomenal because she really, and I hope you're listening, Judy, she really got into the gratitude of what, I don't know how she did it, but she did such a gorgeous job of it. And, I mean, certainly people could say, well, there was a timing issue. They could say it was the moon. They could say a lot of things. But I do truly believe that it was her forgiveness of herself, her forgiveness of a lot of things, and just letting the flow go. And being in her heart, and now she's living this life that is just miraculous. And it's just so beautiful to watch. So I hope you're hearing this, Judy. I never know if somebody's still on the line or not, but I just wanted to share that because we've talked about that before on another show. So now there's one thing I wanted to mention. Excuse me. I know your son, Marshall, is really into a lot of understanding of UFOs, and he has a lot of skill and a lot of data on that. But there was a time when I was at Delphi where we were talking about this, where when the those outer space folks, I mean, we got a lot of listeners here that understand this, Steve, that they live in the heart a lot, and when we were there feeling in our hearts, they would feel. I mean, can you share a little bit about that? Or maybe I should have Marshall on. But I know you know about this. I know you do.
Yeah, I had my experiences there.
Yeah.
You're referencing to our brothers and sisters who are not from this earth, right?
Yes, thank you.
Are in it with us, but they're not, they don't live here, or per se, they don't live here. Those, for all intents and purposes, if, you know, you don't have to, as they say, you don't have to believe it. If you don't want to, that's fine. If you do, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But whether you feel they're out there or not, if you feel they're out there, they are our brothers and sisters, and they are in this experience, per se, so-called third-dimensional experience with us. And they are a part of us, and they are working on their conscious level or consciousness level as we are working on our consciousness level. I was on a couple of, as Marshall said, watches. We had up at the school, up at Delphi, in the past few years, where they came around. He knew how to recognize them. They came around, and you could feel the energy. You could feel the love energy.
Yeah.
You could feel that energy being directed right toward our group on the ground. And mm-hmm. It was an amazing feeling. And it convinced me a little more that, yes, they're out there.
Yeah.
they want to help because, you know, what we're doing helps them, and what they're doing helps us. It's, you know, we're all in this together.
There's no
separate. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I was just saying I agree with you.
Yeah. But it was an incredible feeling, especially I remember we were on one watch. It was up at the temple at the school, and it was one night. It was a cold night. And, you know, you're out there and you really don't feel, you want to be out there because you're cold. But when that ship, however you want to perceive it, was spotted and it moved and it came closer, the energy was incredible. I mean, it was fascinating to see, but, you know, for a lot of us, we just began to send our love from our heart and just tune in, and you could feel that energy, feel their energy, their heart energy almost literally come back, and it was coming back to us, and you could feel that. But the key is that open your heart to it, and when you open your heart to it, oh my God, it was such a, as I say, it was a miracle.
Well, I have to tell you a brief story, and then I want to talk about your retreat. When I was growing up, Steve, my mother had the people coming in selling us tickets for the next spaceship coming to get everybody. So I've been hearing about that. We bought them. So I've been raised with this all my life. So, you know, it's normal to me. So we actually had our ticket. And sometimes I wish they would come down and get me. But anyway, you know, when I'm not in the heart. But let me just, I'm just joking here. But I understand that in September that you are planning a Being in Your Heart workshop up in New York. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's basically a workshop that I've been working on over the past while. The workshop's called The Way, the Truth, and the Life. And each part, the way and the truth and the life, is about more or less the gist of what we're talking about tonight. And that is knowing, making the choice, bottom line, making the choice, becoming aware of your choice, that you have the choice to either live in your ego or live in your heart. And this workshop begins to unravel, open up, and begin to, as I said previously, begin to know who you are not. And that not is the ego, the thoughts of the ego. And this workshop begins to unravel the ego and begin to make you aware and grow your awareness of what the ego is and how it works. and understand you are not that. And then as you progress in this workshop, it begins to take you into higher thought and begins to help you understand how to be in your heart and how to begin to create your life from your heart. I know that's easier said than done because, you know, you've got all these things going on in your life. But one of the important parts of this is that is understanding the ego. We have created our life primarily from the ego. So when we learn that we are not that, when we grow our awareness that we're not that, part of that is unraveling some of those negative so-called experiences that we have created. Meaning, all right, we created them. Now we have the choice to change them. Okay, now we go through the process of changing them, unraveling mm-hmm. them, as I say, and begin to unravel them. That means sometimes you may have to let go of a few things. Maybe you have to let go of a relationship here or there. Let go of things in your life that you've had or that you've been attached to in your life, because you will find it may not serve you as well as it did at one time in your life. And as it takes you toward the end, which is the life, is about beginning to understand how to hold consciousness, hold the breath, hold the light in your heart. Begin to be in your heart. And when you allow yourself to be in your heart, it allows that flow of life, that flow of love, that flow of all begin to work and begin to create through the heart. And the key to all that, the key to that creation is simply being. Some people want to put a lot of things in there that, oh, I have to do this and this and this in order for that, in order for me to create the life from the heart. No. Yeah, you still have to do things in your day, work, whatever, but where are you doing it from? Are you doing it from out here in your thoughts, in the ego, or are you doing it through the flow of your heart? And that's what this workshop takes you through. But in creating the workshop, the one aspect, you know, I struggled for a while in trying to understand, you know, what I want. I just don't want to spit words. I just don't want to, you know, give spiritual information and say, okay, there it is, thank you, bye. I wanted to create something and give people something, I guess you say, tangible. Give them something to really sink their teeth into that they can say, here, I got something I can work with and begin to create my life as I want. And I got down to the question of, basically of the question, and my beautiful wife helped me with this one, but getting down to the basic question of the person sitting in the audience back to me saying, okay, you're, all this spiritual information is great, well, fine and good, but my life out here is not so good. Give me something that I can use to begin to create my life out of the heart, like I would like a much happier life, a life of harmony. And that's when I got to that point, I knew that's where this workshop needed to be created from. There is a center up in Center Reach, New York, by a student of ours, Christine Prevett, and I asked her if for permission, and she said yes to say her on her show, on your show, Vicki. But she runs the Earth Angel Center up in Center Reach, New York, which is just outside of New York City. And we have a tentative schedule right now for me to go up and do this workshop in her center up in New York. And hopefully that will be the kickoff and for this to grow and to be presented many other places. And I'm also really considering presenting this during the Connecting with Spirit Weekends at Delphi as well.
Oh, good. So if somebody wants to find out about this, then they would go to www.delphiu.com, Delphi U. com, correct? Is that how they would contact you?
Yes, ma'am. They can contact me that way, or they can call the offices of Delphi as well.
Okay, good. Well, great. Well, listen, I want to just say thank you. We're coming close to the end of the show, and I want to thank you, Steve, from the bottom of my heart, being in my heart, to have you here this evening, because it has just been fun, and I know that people have enjoyed it. And it's just wonderful to be able to talk to someone who is so gifted and has such a beautiful heart as you that can share this with everyone and just anyone that if you're in the car or you're listening and you don't know how to reach Delphi, you can go to AskSpiritNow.com and I will direct you over there. And also, just to make another announcement I did at the beginning of the night before we say goodnight, Reverend Rose is also a Delphi graduate, and she and I are putting on the Inner Sanctuary training up in Asheville, October 8th through the 10th. And this is a place, and Steve knows all about this, getting into your sacred space and manifesting your dreams. And we're all excited, Steve, about doing that. That's going to be one that we're going to be doing together up in Asheville. And then in an hour away from Asheville, September 17th to the 19th, Rose and I are also putting on the Heart Awakening seminar. We're going to be doing past life regressions, group past, nature meditations, inner child working, and some group Rohan. So we are just all excited. We've been working on this ourselves for a couple of months, so we're finally on AskSpiritNow.com. Everyone can go on there and sign up right away, because we can only have 20 people for each workshop. So, or it's actually a retreat, and wonderful. It's a very Asheville-y type, wonderful retreats that just being there alone, even if you didn't have the retreat, would be incredible. So we're just really excited about these, and we want to invite everybody, because I want to meet everyone. I've been talking and having my show for a while, and I just want to meet everyone, and we've got it very reasonably priced so that everyone can afford it. So Steve, again, thank you so much, and I hope that your workshop is a great success, and I know that people will benefit from it greatly. So
thank you, Vicky. Yeah, thank you, Vicky, for having me this evening and allowing me the opportunity to share, but most of all to give something that people can use, which is very simple but can change your life if you are willing to stay with it, work with it, be consistent with it. Be in your heart. Always be in your heart, and you will experience miracles in your life. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank all the listeners. And just remember to ask Spirit now, because that does help you to stay in your heart and be in your heart. So good night, and have a wonderful week. And I will talk with you next week. Good night.
Good night.